Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today, we are going to be looking at what I titled, When the Wicked is After You. When the wicked is after you. See, if you are going to be great, the wicked will pursue you. Unfortunately, there's no prayer you can pray that the wicked will not pursue you. The only thing we can do is to teach you how to handle them, how to escape their gimmicks, their manipulation, and their wickedness. This is only for 70 of us. 69 there plus one here. The wicked will not get you. Psalm 45 verse 7. You love righteousness and you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than so. When somebody is wicked, God hates them. God is angry and is not happy with the wicked. I will show you one story in the Bible. Then I will continue this preaching. Mark chapter 12 verse 1 to 9. Please, if you have not read this story before, it was good you read it and see this powerful wickedness. Jesus is the one that said this story. If it doesn't happen, he wouldn't say it. Mark 12, 1 to 9. Will you read with me? Okay, please. I'm not going to wait for you. Want to go now? And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set an edge about it and dig a place for the wine fat, and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went to a far country. That means he rented it out. Understand? Okay, next verse. And at the season, he sent to the husbandman, his tenant, that he rented the place to, a servant, that he might receive from the husbandman a fruit of the, like he wanted to collect his, God will bless you. Verse 3. Please read. Read. And they caught him. They beat him. And sent him away. Cobbleless. Next verse. And again, he sent another servant. And at him, they cast a stone. Give me the beat, that one. This one, they stoned him, wounded him, where? In the head. So the head can be correct. And sent him away, shamefully. The other one, empty-handed. This one, shamefully handled. And again, he sent another, and they fired him. And many others, beating some and killing some, to collect his rent. Next verse. Having yet, therefore, one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also unto them. At least they will respect my son. What did they do? Look at the celebration they gave him. But those tenants said among themselves, quick meeting. This is his son. Come, let us buy him and we shall inherit his possession. We are still going to verse 9. Verse 8, go. And they took him and they killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. Verse 9. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandman. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Unfortunately, there is nothing you can do about the wickedness of the wicked. So let me pray for you. Some of you don't go believe because you are still, somebody is feeding you. the wicked will not get you. Pray the second prayer for you in the name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus. The wicked will not kill you and repent. You know here. I said they will not kill you and later run to God for repentance in the name of Jesus. Number four. If you are here, I'm still praying for you. May you be wiser than the wicked. He sent servants. They keep. Why will you send your son? The only son. Now I want to pray for you. Number five. This one is heavy. What is precious to you, the wicked will not collect it from you. See, look at me. The wicked don't care if you cry. You hear me? They don't know. They don't care. The Bible says, it's only, how many sons you get? They didn't say, but this is, and let me tell you, the wicked don't think that, and the wicked agree very quickly. And that's why if you are here, you always agree with the wicked because you are wicked. You are utterly wicked. I said, what is precious to you? It is you that is precious to the wicked. It's nothing. That thing that you are carrying, okay, in English, I need English. That you are pampering. In the name of Jesus, the wicked will not collect it from you. Look at me. Sit down. The wicked will do their wickedness. Look at me. And they will do their eyes as. They will not use you for experiments. Mark verse chapter 12 verse 9. When the wicked is after, that's the topic. I want to show you what you are gonna do when you see that the wicked they are after you. And several times I've seen the wicked pursue me. I've employed a pastor before that put something on my chair. He wants to give me stroke. I met him at the cotton market. When he wants to greet me, he will prostrate. Respect is not character. But Jekuri Ekwe. When he wants to greet me, he will prostrate. I'm talking about Pastor George. Wisdom was in the belly that time. If there's something purplish than pepper, he showed me pepper. I was in the room one and the Lord was telling me, and it's bad that when the wicked agree, they agree together. Somebody say, this is not right. The streets they went to, the place they went to in the country to collect the juju, and I told my wife, I said, they have gone to a place in, wisdom was in the belly then. So their plan was that immediately I sit on the chair, he doesn't fit me. So I got to church that day. I didn't sit on the chair throughout. Can you imagine? I didn't sit on the chair. When I fit, I stood throughout. And he was staying in my house. By the time George was done with me, every member left. Except Benson. Ogbefu. Benga, my brother, and Yannick, every other worker left. With this service, four people out of 800 members. Ben. The wicked, if you don't pray very well, they leave you empty and useless. The wicked, when they finish with you, you always say story of once upon a time. When the wicked are done with you, they make the person to go from glory, not from grace, to grass. Can I still pray for you? You go say amen. The wicked will not get you. The man gave them his vineyard, Abby. But what did they do? They kill him. Are they being, it's not careful, they go kill them too. Mark 12 verse 9. Jesus asks, therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come. But I want to ask a question. What about the evil they have done? Question, and I want answer. How would the owner collect back and recover from the evil, the wicked? I'm just asking. So my focus today is to show you the wickedness in human beings and how do I handle them. Follow me. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 20. Jeremiah lamented in Jeremiah 18:20. Should they repay evil for good? He said, I've done good to them. Why should they repay the good I've done to them with evil? They have dug a pit to kill him. He said, pleaded for them. And he won't try to protect them from God's anger. It doesn't stop them. It is sad that humans don't give you back what you give to them. Many people here, you are victims of wickedness. Now, what I'm teaching you today is not for you to retaliate. Our God is a God of vengeance. But there's something about God, God knows best, that vengeance of God doesn't come quickly. And the wicked, they live longer than the good. Why? Because God is giving them a long rope to repent. And before they repent, they will have dealt with so many good lives. I pray for you by the oil of my head. They will not tamper with your life. Sit down, but don't go down. Some of you will think, in fact, some of us think, because we are good, they'll be good to us. Ta! In fact, for being good, you are going to see Shege Promax. Some people will just look at you and have problem with you and your children. They will ask them, what thing that woman do? They'll say, and that is your problem with them. What does that lady do? There's something about her. Israel, man, they swallow man, no.
Because she was all to
I'm not hearing you.
Because she was all but told for me.
Thank you. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Follow me as I want to show you when the wicked is after you. Look at me. Because except you don't carry star or good thing in life, they will come here. Now me, they tell you now. I am teaching you as a general. I am teaching my soldiers that you are going to face the wicked. And you'll be surprised that the wicked are not your enemies. The wicked are your family. The wicked are your friends. That the people you are there for, but they have problem with you. This man, he just wants to turn us our back to our family. You don't have family. If you have family, your life would have been better than this. I resist this pastor. He cannot scatter me and my family. You never had one. Family is who you realize as you grow together that this one can shed his blood for you. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. And the Lord said, "Behold, why are you not reading? Why are you not reading this department, eh? The heart. What is the heart? Read it. The what? Is deceitful above snake, above lion. And it's desperately wonderful. If the heart where pump blood they pump from, so the blood pumping from the heart of the wicked is evil. And desperately wicked. He said, who? Verse 10, you are the one that already. Everybody, verse 10, go now. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. Even to give every man according to his ways. According to. So every man will receive according to the fruit of his doing. I used to pray prayer. I pray it in the light. I pray it inside darkness. And I want to pray. I will receive the reward and the fruit of my labor. If you are evil, my prayer, because it will happen to you. What is wickedness? You might need to know the definition of it. Wickedness is departure from divine law. It's departure from the rules of the divine law. Wickedness is evil disposition. Wickedness is evil practices. Wickedness is crime. When they say somebody is committing a crime, it's crime. Wickedness can be defined as corrupt manners. Corrupt manners. Corrupt manners. This is only for one person here. Let me know where you are as I speak this in your life. The wickedness of the wicked will not get you. Please note that wickedness proceeds from the heart. And if you are not convinced yet, come again. Mark chapter 7 from verse 21 to 22. Wickedness is from the heart. Yes, look at it. It's from the heart. See, nobody just starts performing wicked. It has been in the heart. For from within, not from the beauty, not from the way he walks, not from the way he's built, but from within, out of the heart. Jeremiah 17, the heart of men and women is desperately wicked. Now, Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceeded evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder, to kill somebody is from the heart, theft, covetousness. What is the next one? Wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. You know, some of you are reading this passage with me now, and you are still wicked. And you are reading it as if you are not wicked. Reading the Bible does not mean that you are not wicked. Preaching the Bible does not mean that I am not wicked. Let me pray for the wicked, wherever they are. Whether they are on the altar or on the pew, or they are there troubling you, it shall not be well with the wicked. One day I saw in Isaiah 48 verse 22, he said there's no peace for the wicked. See, somebody that does not have peace, how can he give you peace? How can he give you? Isaiah chapter 3 verse 11. Isaiah 3 verse 11. Look at all the God is giving to wicked people. Will you read? Now you are writing. You are not writing this one. Everybody, whoa, what is it? Go. Wait. It shall be ill with her. Not only him. Because I say, hey, him. For the reward of his hands shall be given her. We have more wicked hearts. That is why you are fighting for it. And the Bible says again that the wicked will not go unpunished. Will you change your mind, the wicked, after hearing this? Because I want to show you something. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. Do you know what? I will show you the difference between the enemy and the wicked. Unfortunately, the wicked don't repent. Amen. Though hands are joined together, the wicked shall not go unpunished. Now, this is not how we read scripture if there was money. But the seed of the righteous. I want to pray for the wicked again, wherever they are. Evil shall slay them. You see the Bible? Psalm 34, verse 21. Are you there? I have said it before. Now you have said your own. Want to go? Read it. Are you? Why? Look how you are reading it. Evil shall slay the wicked. Oh, you are reading it like a normal good person. Good now. Yes. Look at me. Wickedness is a ministry. Wickedness is an assignment. Wickedness is a mystery. Look at me there. Assisting the wicked does not mean that they will not attack you. Use all you have to take care of them, Soji, doesn't mean that they will not attack you. Look at me. Carry them on your head does not mean that they will not finish you. Give them your eye does not mean that they will not attack you. It doesn't change them. Use all that God has blessed you with to support them. The wicked must do wicked things because it is their ministry. This is only for one of us. Today, the ministry of the wicked over your life will expire in the name of Jesus. You say, why? It's because it's their ministry. John 10:10. They are just like their father that came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If you are here, shout hallelujah. Look at me. Accommodating the wicked does not mean that they will not attack you. Psalm 7 verse 9. And that's why the psalmist said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. It seems only one person is the one following me. Let me know if you are there. May the ministry and the wickedness of the wicked over your life and children come to an end in the name of Jesus. Follow me. I want to show you something. Before I show you how you can handle them. Psalm 55 verse 1 to 14. Wickedness is in the midst of her. The seed and guide depart not from our streets. Next verse. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. An enemy, look at me. Your enemy can repent and become your friend tomorrow. But the wicked don't repent. I could have borne it. It was not an enemy that repented. That it was my. He said, I could have carried it. Neither was he that hated me. That did magnify herself against me. Then I will have hide myself from her. Verse 13. But it was you. The woman, my equal. Stop using man alone. My guide, you know what I mean? My guide, my acquaintance. You are the one that is making them to be your friend. The wicked is not far. We took sweet counsels together. You know my secret. You know about my family. We even walk, oh God, We go to church, not this church, together. But still, you have planned to hit me. Next verse. Has it finished? Okay. Because the chapter of the wicked don't close. I told you that it cannot finish like that. But wait, let me tell you something. Let me see your hand connected here as I pray for you. No matter how smart the wicked is, no matter how intelligent they are, I say no matter how smart, no matter how wicked, no matter how fast and swift they are, they will not get you. I don't like your amen. I said they will not get you. Sit down. Then all of a sudden, I now found something in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26. Look at, and God said, among his people, in the choir there, you sing for us. Only yes. Among elder, that is saying yes. Among pastorate, among women department, women will not answer. Among men, among the youth, I found the wicked, colon, they lay wait, looking for opportunity. Thus said the Lord, they will not get it. They set traps and they catch me. Lift up your hand, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not ready here. Let me face your job. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. The wicked will not catch me. Pray for 30 seconds. Let me hear you. The wicked will not catch me. They are not praying here. Are they praying there? At the back, are they praying? Are they praying there? They are among God's people. They call the name of Jesus. They will not get you. They will not get your children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are the one that prayer is for, shout a big amen. Sit down. You know, I didn't believe, or it has not happened to me before, until one day I was preaching in Europe. And as I was preaching, the power of God was so powerful that day. And you know what? Right in that meeting, a child, she lost her breath. And in Europe, once you call ambulance, police will follow. Do you know what the pastor did? They are supposed to call ambulance, Abby, and take the child. I was preaching, you know. Do you know what the pastor did? He carried that child and put the child in front of me, and I was preaching. Benny, that was what he did. If I want to do my normal self, I will mention his name here now. So I have two things to do. The power of God moving, or the baby that was unconscious. So I did like this to my host that, unfortunately, my host she has prayed away. I look at the assistant host. Oh, not in Badra. But the wicked. You go see what you go do. He said, get Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, we come. So the only thing I could do was to switch to my papa's side. So I carried the baby and I started speaking my father's tongue. This is my mother's tongue. Every time I came from Twitch, I'll be speaking. After praying for like 8 minutes, the child sneezed. So I did buy to the wicked. The ambulance were out. The police was out. In Europe there. So that's what happened. The mother that was crying outside ran back inside, carried the child on praising God. Police said, why did you call us? They said, this child gave up. But the child is fine. Who called police? They were handling that. We were here. Can I pray for you? You see this guy? He don't tell where the wicked they push him. The Lord that delivered me from the wicked. Oh, let me face this place. Let better people say, yeah, we'll deliver you by fire in the name of Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. Never believe. Everything is fine. Look at me. The wicked, I wish I could hide. It's waiting for a good time to strike you. Most times, you know, look at me, most times, they don't fail. Do you know why? They are taking their time to understudy you. They know everything about you. And that's why I'm praying for you that they will not get you. Look at me. So as a child of God, as I teach you this, prepare for battle. Prepare for war. And that's why there's a level you get to, you are praying, chained and speaking tongues. We speak in tongues. Satan is confused. And be better, be sure what you're saying.
Forever, never.
Amen. This thing called spiritual, it's spiritual and spiritual, is not a joke. Let me read for you here. So let me show you what happened when the wicked is after you. The Bible says in Isaiah 48:22, there is no peace for the wicked. Look at me. People give what they have. When somebody doesn't have peace, can he give you peace? He can't. So stop expecting peace from them. So now let me show you. What happened when the wicked is after you? I give you just three things that happen. Number one, when the wicked they are after you, they will turn people against you. They will turn everyone that associates with you against you, except the one that really loves you. I had a scandal in 2018, and I gave a letter to all my pastors, and 9 of my pastors left immediately because they were waiting. So the letter I gave to them was, hallelujah. They left. Let me show you. What happened when the wicked, when they're after you? Look at me. All the people, they begin to turn them against you. Turn them against you. So don't be surprised that they, your associate, your family, begin to go against you. The wicked has been speaking to them. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of anything. Esther chapter 1 verse 16. This woman was highly placed before. They call her Mama, Mama, Mama. Vashti, a particular wicked bastard rose up. They call his name Memucan. Esther chapter 1, 16 and 21. And Memucan answered in front of the king and the princess. Vashti the queen had not done wrong to only the king. Hey. Over Bayeje, but also to all the princes. This was a problem between husband and wife. And to all the people that are in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. So, go straight to verse 21 because of time. And the saying, please the king. What can they say against your wife? Instantly there. And the king did according to the word of Mimica. What happened to the love they shared? What happened to midnight talk? Hello, how are you? You are beautiful. What happened? Memuka. Memuka. Finish her. By the time the wicked will finish talking about you, it will only take people that love you that will still stay. When the wicked finish lecturing people about you, that I know him now. I want to pray for you. Before me. Any wicked entity around you, assigned to finish what you have built for years, they will not prosper. I seize your voice that they will not be able to perform their enterprise over you in the name of Jesus. That their plan to finish what you have built will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. If you are the one that I pray for, let me hear three amen and pack your blessings. Sit down. After that conversation, did you hear about vaccine again in your life? Just one conversation. Look at me, my dear. Don't joke with the wicked. When they talk to your daughter turns his back against you. Benny, when they talk to your friend will change. I'm telling you, it will take the person that loves you that, shut up. I love him like that. Get out. Because if that person continues to listen, because you are confusing me. Oh. But you are there for them for years, but one word. Vashti was there for the king for years, but one word. The king is supposed to say, but this woman has been there. How come just one mistake? The wicked, they are waiting to use one mistake to bring you down. This is prayer for only 700 of you. They will not get it. I'm still showing you what happened when the wicked are after you. I said they will turn the people against you. And everyone that sits with you, they will turn the people against you. Number two, what happened? They start to attack. They attack everything you represent. If you are a pastor, they say you are fake. They say you are occultic. They say you are a womanizer. Benny. If you are a good woman, they say okay, it's a bad woman. If you are a very wonderful lady, they say you are useless. If you are a good and God-fearing businessman, they say, I beg. It's a dupe. All they want to do is to plant their evil seed in people so that you will go down. But you know what? What the wicked want from you, they will not get it. Number three. They will try to convince everyone. Look at me. This one is bad, though. Including God to hate you. Show me that one in the Bible. Hey, dear. Yeah. Job chapter 1, verse 6, verse 9 to 11. And now there was a day when the sons of God came to represent or to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan, too, also was among them. Go straight to verse 9, please. Don't forget, I said, they will try to convince everyone, including God, to hate you. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Does Job just fear you? Verse 10. Had thou not made an edge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? That was blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Verse 11. Help me read verse 11, please. Put forth thy hand right now and touch him, and all that he has, and he will curse you. God, this Job, he will curse you to your face. This is the work of wicked people. Are you ready for this prayer? Are you ready for this prayer? The wicked, the father of wickedness, failed over the life of Job. Now I pray for you that the wicked will fail over your life. Now to go to the topic of today, how to stop the wicked from succeeding in your life. Damn Lola, we are the people I did VG for 1 year. We are the people I gave my blood on their sick and dying bed. See spite. My blood is in their body. We are the people I paid for their children to go to school. Loving them does not mean that they will love you back. It's a ministry to destroy. This prayer is for you. They will not get you. I tell you 7 things to do. Back, 7 things. Number one, refuse to sleep. Many times people will look at me, including my wife, say, "You are not resting." I will make sure all my enemies die before me. I will not leave any enemy behind for my children. All of them, mommy was saying, all of them will die. Whether you say amen or not, whether you are part of them, I say all of them will die. Because when you die, you cannot come back. You want to die? So don't let them kill you. We are all tenants here. Before they kill you, put them where they belong. Come. Matthew 13, verse 25. But why men slept? The enemy came to kiss him, to romance him and bless him. The Bible said no. To sow wahala. And when they are finished, they left. Look at me. At least twice or 3 times in a week. Look at me. Wake up. I used to do something. Should I teach you? If you do it and you don't have power, they will attack you. I should still teach you. Attack them when they are in the act. When do you catch a thief? So there's a level I pray to. If you do, some of you, when you are praying at midnight, you are attacking them. Attack you. Where you are doing meeting now, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost. Holy. Go. In. They will say, where is that coming from? It's number 13, Abano the road. Laba. They will say, black birds. Praise God. Some people are not happy with this message. If they are here, shout a big hallelujah. They must show their face. 1 Kings chapter 3 is not true. They are good people. It's a mistake. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Yoruba people say, Orula Sheka. Jesus said, this is your time and your hour. The hour of darkness. And she arose when? But you are sleeping. And took my son from my side. While your handmaid slept. Otin Sunju. And laid it in her bosom. And laid a dead child. Verse 21. Go. But when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. Stretch your hand here. There are some wickedness that came to your life when you are sleeping. We consider them that they are not from God, so we return them back to sender. He said, but when I consider it, it was not my son. This is not what God has given to me. But when she was sleeping, they took it from her. Sit down, sir. What have they taken from you when you were sleeping? Wake up. Can I tell you to please do vigil 3 times a week? At least 3. How many hours? 1 hour is enough. Jesus said, can't you watch with me for how many hours? 1. Assuredly. See, what Jesus said to me is number 1 before what Paul said. Benny, Jesus, those things in red. There are levels I pray to. I begin to say in that meeting where you are, I set confusion against you. Ah. Level new. Masheto balemio. Yourself, you get bitterness, you they get angry. In that meeting where you are, let there be confusion against each other. Let your altar catch fire in the meeting. Let me show you 2 more. Job 34 verse 20. In a moment. I'm not hearing. In a moment. And the people shall be troubled when? Why night? And they will pass away. Some people die before their time. And the mighty. When? I'm not hearing when. Mighty financial man, financial mogul, mighty spiritual pastor. They took him away at night. Night will not prevail over your life. Especially you know you don't have helper. You know you don't want to do nonsense. My dear, you will have to pray at night. Sometimes you will pray, it's not enough. You are taking your shower, you are still praying. You are still praying. And sometimes I cry to God, I don't have helper. Oh. Seriously, there's nobody I can run to. Because deliverer, I don't have a deliverer except God. Then, the pace setter doesn't have anybody he's looking unto except God. Then, who do I have to look unto? That's why the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where is coming my help? My help coming from people and members. Let me show you 1 more. Judges chapter 16, verse 3. Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. Are you there?
No one will.
And Samson lay, he slept, and when it was midnight, Obataji. And arose at midnight. And he carried the doors of the gate of the city, and the 2 posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulder, and carried them up to the top of the hill. There are great things you can do at midnight. You want to end the reign of the wicked? I used to tell people, don't let me know you are after me. Because the day I know, I am a Father.
Almighty Father.
He is King of kings and Lord
of lords. I have a Father.
Don't let me know you are after me. The day I sense that somebody is after me, that you hate me without a reason, I begin to pray. Please remind me, I will teach you different position of prayer. Then there are different posture of prayer. There's some prayer you pray sitting down. There are prayer you pray, you put your head within yours. There are prayer you pray lying down. There are prayer you pray naked. When the time comes, I will tell you. King of kings and Lord of lords.
I have a Father.
very young, fine boy at 36. He built five-story building for his father. And the woman brought him to this place. And I said, do you want to travel? He said, yes, sir. To the village. He said, yes, sir. I said, can I go on my knees to beg you? Don't go. I said, no, sir. This is the grand finale. I said, is that grand finale they want to use to finito you? He said, I must go. I told the person that brought, I said, who told you about this place? Femi Akiola is my name. I am one among many. I will tell you the truth. I said, if it doesn't come to pass, I said, don't travel. And the student said to me, sir, I just finished building house for my father. And we want to do housewarming. I said, they are not going to do housewarming. They will cook you. And you are the one that they are going to say, He went. They did the housewarming. He came to Lagos. Few weeks later, they started boiling him. And if God wants to catch them, I'm not always available. I don't want to sing that song. Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. They have warned me to stop singing it. You see, I didn't sing it. I conquered the devil. I don't know whether it was in the world. Hello? I said, what? Hello? Network. They kill him. Who killed him? The same father he built house for. Because the devil collects the best from his people. You will blame me again now. If the pastor has taken his call, my life is to live my life for you. Was he not one? Did he hear? And what happened? He cried. Even the syndrome confirmed of his mind. Should I continue? Number two. I'm telling you, I'm showing you how to stop the wickedness. Number two. Believe the Lord your God. Believe his prophet. Every family should have at least one prophet, not 10 prophets. You have tested him or her. No, it's authentic. Stay there. And by a prophet, they were brought out. And they were by a prophet, they were preserved. So after they were brought out from battle, they were not preserved. They left. And the enemy got them. The food you don't preserve, it goes spoil. This prayer is very important too. You go say, man, your life no go spoil. There are people, I will just tell them, tell your daughter to see me. They will not see me. When problem now happen, they want to see me. I'm not going to be around. I'm not going to be around. 2 Corinthians 20:20. Believe the Lord your God. You shall be established. Believe is pro. And you shall prosper. Sometimes, I told my family, I wish I could find a prophet like me for myself. For myself. And they said, you don't need it already. You don't need it. Number three. If you are still angry with this message, shout a powerful hallelujah. Look at me. Carry the work of God. See, when you carry the work of God on your head, when they want to kill you, God will say, no. Why? Let us read the Bible passage together. The Lord's Prayer. I want to go. Our Father, yes, who art in heaven, thy kingdom. Thy kingdom. Hallowed be thy name, new. Say, their pastor don't know Bible. Hallowed be thy name, new. What have you done for the kingdom of God to come? Do you know why they are promoted the kingdom of darkness? When they kill more souls or they bring more souls. How many souls have you brought to God? Somebody said, I'm just waiting. Immediately God bless me. I'm going to leave sanctuary. Anytime I see on Sunday, I say, what is he still doing here? He said, he want to go to Sele. I'm praying that you go to Sele. You go in the name of Jesus. Do you know why you walk out on church? You are not in any group. And there is nothing that is yours there. Look around. The wicked can't go. They have, leave their coven. Why? They have killed their husband there. They have killed their children there. Where are they going to? If I have account to Wema Bank, even the manager of Wema Bank, I know. We are going to fight and finish it. Okay, you the crazy. You the, I say you're the mad. You're the mad. I'm going to finish my transaction. Because I have a stake there. Do you know why you walk away from a church? Because you don't have any stake there. My stake there on this altar. My millions is on this altar. You cannot push me from here. You push me. If you push me. We have to respect ourselves. Carry what? Matthew 6:33. On your head. I was a choir master before. All my boys, Israel, Femi, I tell them, go and learn keyboard, go and learn drum set, go and learn this, go and anything I do in my life, I am extraordinary. Do you know why? That they call me daddy before I became a pastor. No, you're not pastor, they call me daddy. I was thinking when I become a pastor, I will rest. No, I'm still buying keyboard, buying drum set, buying things. I have a pastor, he's still alive. He's around. Pastor said, he said, quiet. Femi, that's how you saw my name. The choir is in your hand. If you like, buy instrument. But he will use microphone. You don't know him? Olamobi Were. So I bought horn speaker. And I'm not working. So I will have to do choir concerts. And when I do concerts, I compose songs. And we'll rent instruments. And when we rent instruments, I will begin to tell them, 10,000 la rent here. This thing is rented, though. We need instruments. People gave me money. They gave me their daughters. They gave me their sons. What is your stake? Matthew 6:33. What do you have in the house of the Lord? You are waiting. You want God to bless you. That boy said, he's expecting money on Tuesday. God took his life on Monday. Pastors were already going to him. Show us the way. I asked the wife, your husband went to Uyo? They did not talk. After he died, they are not talking. You are waiting that. Immediately God bless me. My Jack won't beg me. I have judged you since. You are not part of the numbers here because you have no stake here. Say you that cannot join group, are you the one that will drunk a ball? You are angry, you are so angry, but I'm the one holding the microphone. Matthew 6:33. I will not drop offering. I never knew you drop offering before because I didn't see plus 1 million. But seek ye first. What? I'm not hearing you. I'm okay. But seek ye. The wicked fighting you, they are seeking for the kingdom of Satan. That is what gave them the audacity to fight you because they have the backing of Satan. The wicked is not fighting you without a backup. Where is your backup? The altar that you drop this, don't happen. Spirit follow you. Father. Father, when I carry my seed, where's my offering? Spirit. Father, I cannot enter into the spirit, but my money can go. Let my seed fight for me. Because the Bible says, the seed of the woman. Lord Jesus, this is my seed. I love you more than I love my wife and children. Fight my battles for me. The people that hate me, that the enemies will not get me, then I will be 10 steps ahead of them. Now, where they are saying, Emu, I have gone. Oh, yes, security law. One of my daughters caught me praying with my seed. They said, ah, daddy, Osho Leto Yeni. I said, you can't understand. We gave birth to you with bread and butter. We grew on the mountain praying. We fought with everything. We sweat and seed. Spirit. Which spirit is following you?
Spirit.
I worked in cash and carry. My first salary, I gave it to my pastor. My second salary, I gave it to my father. My third salary, I divided it. My father, my pastor, and transport. Still somebody naked. I said, because you don't give all the money to me, because me. Not lie. Because God is not a man. I don't defy battle, don't they? I woke up at midnight and I had somebody cursing me. Sebi doesn't want to bring his salary. Could this show you? Eh? Oh, my Sebi, my brother, any? Imbo, Benny! This person that they said will not show you, eh? You want to try how fine I am? Because God is a just God. And look at me, you better don't take care of the wicked more than you take care of God. Some of you are taking care of the people that hate you more than God. You send money to them, but you don't give God anything. Why? Because there's nothing you give to them, that is enough. Spirit. Bami Kori Angel.
Spirit.
Can you please look around me? Everything you see around me, I enjoy. I have given God times 1 million of it. God is my witness and my family. So you know how many years it took you? Come and sew clothes. I know they sew. This one they gave me. Oh, did I sew it? I know they sew. I have battle to fight. When I finish fighting some enemies, I will sew more clothes. It's not a joke. When I know you hate me, I swear to God, you will not leave. I will call on God in every way. I will give God what he loves. And I will call your name on my seed that God, don't let this one take me away. And I will tell God, if you can help me take this one away, I will give you more seed. And because God loves seed. And he told David, whatever you want, I will give you. God takes side. God is not on every side. God is behind one person. Who is behind you? One of my sons, we prayed. He got a bishop. Very bishop. After 4 months, he got to the office and made big sacrifice. Very big. And I woke up in the morning, and the first thing I saw, I said, show, badu. I know, man. He said, sir, this is what I made there. I said, help me calculate. And he said, sir, there is chicken there. Oh, yeah. You don't want to calculate. How much is chicken? 10,000. Write it down. What is there again? He said, per month. I said, how much is one bottle? Write it down. What is there again? Cola. I said, how much? By the time he finished, everything like 42. I said, have you given an offering of 50 before? He said, no. I said, put a seed in my hand or begin to pray. Choose one. Ah, sister, wow. He put a seed of 150. I said, have you transferred it? I said, oh, yeah, video it. I said, sacrifice. A bigger sacrifice has come. I said, if not that you can't, I would have said, you should eat the chicken. I have eaten such before. Ask Timothy. We fasted 7 days dry.
and I got in front of my house, and what I met was 21 boiled egg. One, 3 for one day. And chicken. I told Baba Miriam, I said, we have been fasting for 21 days. And this is chicken. My God is good. I said, carry this inside. They said, never. My God is good. Moban Twadi. My God. I said, I'm principality. It's good too. Hallelujah. They didn't fry. I fried it alone. When the first one I ate was the tie. I ate the second tie. They were looking at after 3 hours. I didn't die. They said, sir. I said, oh. You feel die. In one day, I ate three eggs. When the egg remained like six, they started joining me. All of them are in Europe now. Down for anything. You better eat sacrifice. But don't eat sacrifice where they have not sacrificed, so that they will not sacrifice you. Somebody say, yeah. Yeah. I said, can you cook the meat? He said, ah, blood of Jesus. I said, well, throw it away. I said, move it aside. Set it on fire. I said, open the door. Father, a bigger sacrifice has come. Let customer come. And customer started coming in. He said, my father. I said, eh? It is digital. It is what? Digital. All the sweep, how much did I use? Check. How much check? To what?
250,000.
After that, did not sacrifice again? I'm riding. Should we continue? Number four, we have to be serious here now. Number four, walk in genuine love. Keep loving them, but make sure you don't love them more than God. Matthew 22:39 said, and the second law is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as is not more than yourself. Not more than yourself. Don't give them your house rent. And God said, if you love them, don't do it. Pay your house rent. Or else, you give them your house rent, they will not take in their house. And please, don't love them more than God. Are you still there? Oh, are you still there? Number five. Yusuf, no do wicked. Don't be wicked. Don't retaliate. God can fight for you. We say, mighty warrior. Finish it for me.
Jehovah is the name.
Number six, be a giver. How can I be a millionaire and they will not know in my family? How can I be a millionaire, mommy, and they will not know in the church? How can I be a millionaire? You don't know in my preaching. I will not shout. Madam, I said, you know, are you hearing me? All the noise, I won't make noise again. Then by the time I want to drop seed, not in hundreds again. It is milli. Let me read this passage to you because I know you're angry already. 1 Samuel 7, verse 8 to 10. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto God for us, that he will save us out of the hands of the Philistines. And Samuel took his suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. Samuel did not just start praying, he offered. And the Lord heard him. The Lord will hear you. Because I'm talking about giving. Don't talk. The wicked is coming. Look at your back. Look at your back. The wicked low and bare. And as Samuel offered all the burnt offering, the Philistine drew nearer to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistine, and he scattered them, and they were smitten. Look at me. I have what to offer.
me go, I have what to offer. And finally, the last one, be filled with the Spirit of God. We want to begin to pray now. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You know, sometimes people come and fight you in the dream. In fact, that's a very good opportunity for you to beat them. Look at me. Beat them. Be any man power. Luwon lukulu. What I say, Luwon how? What is it, lukulu? Mercilessly. I beat somebody to death in the dream and police arrested me in the dream. If I put handcuff in my hand, when I woke up, I didn't go out. I was looking. A year later, the person died. Then, I was a teenager. And one knew me, you must not be fine and useless. Oh, no,
Moses.
You must not be beautiful and be wasted. Oh, no, Maria.
Maria, be your
finish it for me.
Oh, no,
how do I pray against them?
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Unfortunately for me, the people I love so much, they are the ones that rose up against me. In COVID, we gave so much. Mommy, remember? Everything I had in the house, I gave. I have finished giving before I remember my family. And I remember locking myself in the bathroom crying because there was no food. You know what God did? God gave me a car. God didn't give us a car in COVID. God didn't give us. I'm telling you the truth. God is. I'm telling you. And people were, hunger is not going. People were calling daddy, daddy. So I said, mommy, get the checkbook. She signed and signed. And now send the late guy that died and one other person, and you, to Tinkan Island. We bought bags of rice. Rices. And beanses. We started sharing. I put hand in the offering when I have spent all I had. I said, sign, sign. Go and collect. And the street, everybody was going to pick. Still, they will still fight me. The enemy will stop fighting you when they see that you are buried. But thus saith the Lord, you are the one that will see their end. When a burial is happening, pastor said, look around. Take a picture. Pam, 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 pam. The person that killed him is there.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Why is the wicked after you? You are too good, and they use good things for sacrifice. Nice, you're wonderful. So when they see you, they say, this is the one we want to use. They want to use you as a scapegoat and sacrificial lamb for the family. Somebody is rolling something. Don't roll it here. Roll it to your enemy at the back. How do I pray against them? Get ready, we want to pray. Psalm 55 verse 15. We want to pray now. We want to pray. Okay. And if you just see this one, I say, what are they doing there? Go a little bit up. Verse 13, 14, then 15. So that you not say that, how can we just say, let them seize them? So please, media, help me put verse 13 there, or verse 14, any of the verses there. Psalm 55, verse 13. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my paddy, my guide and my acquaintance. Verse 4. Will you read? Go now. We took counsel together. We go to the house of the Lord in company. Verse 15. This is how to pray against the wicked. Let them seize upon them. And let them go down into hell. For wickedness is in their dwelling. Lift up your hands as you pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not born again, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every wickedness and wicked people around my life, let them seize them. And let them go to hell fast. Lift up your voice, somebody, and cry to God. I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. So lift up your voice and cry to God. Let death grip them. Somebody pray. Let their ministry end. Somebody pray. Let their wickedness end. Why are they packing up? Let it end. Any wicked person around me, say, Lord, I don't know them, but let their ministry end. Say, Father, let them be buried alive. I love them, but they hate me, Lord. No matter what you have done, they will still not love you. Salvation is far from them. No matter your sacrifice, they want to sacrifice you. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 58, verse 3 to 4. How do I pray against them? The wicked are strangled from their mother's womb. Are you surprised that your brother that you grew up together just changed? I say, well, he don't take away, he don't wicked. They go astray as soon as they are born. Speaking lies. Let me read verse 4. Verse 4, go now. Their poison is like the poison. It's like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder. So they don't hear any message of repentance. Stretch your hand here. Let me do the prayer for you. Whoever will not repent until they have finished you, may you be the one to see their end. I don't understand. Every deaf, wicked enemy that said they are not going to listen to anything until they see that your obituary comes out. Okay, let their own obituary come out and we jackala in the name of Jesus. This statement is not good. Whoever has taken upon themselves to harm you, whoever has taken upon themselves to harm your children, whoever has taken upon themselves to see your end, I decree, let the angel of God, oh yeah, strike them and finish them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. How do I pray against them? Psalm 58, verse 6. Read it to yourself. Psalm 58, verse 6. I'm not hearing. What is there? What should God do? Break out the teeth of their young lions. That means not only them, any child with a donkey wickedness. Break their teeth. Lift up your hand and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, break the teeth of the wicked. And deliver me from their hands quickly. Will you please lift up your voice and pray? Ask somebody there right now, pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I used to have a pastor. He became very close to my younger brother. And he told my brother to snap everything in my house. So my brother went home and told my wife, director said I should take something from the room. Started snapping all the agbo I'm using. Gave it to the youth that is what I'm drinking before coming to church. You know, I'm sorry for the wicked. Their end is not good. I was given a car. Everybody was home the day they brought the car. Everybody was home, including him, including the pastor. Behind the car, there was this sign of G. God in heaven knows. I don't even know the meaning. They took it and showed to the youth that their color belongs to Freemason. If I'm in Freemason, Marty Jerry, you are the first person I will use for sacrifice. You might want I got to church and there was nobody. Do you know why? They never loved me. They never loved me. Psalm 55 verse 7. I'm showing you how to pray against them. Benson, you are in church. The day George said I'm the one teaching juju. I wanted to fight him. You are wicked. You are the one that stopped me that day. Martin Luayye Baje. The day he wanted to come and repent, was there anybody in church again? The day it came, nobody. Benson that was coming to church then said, now once in a year he's coming to church now. Verse 7. Every wicked person in the media. Read verse 7, everybody. That's not where I want. 58 verse 7, Nimoso. Psalm 58 verse 7. Let the wicked melt away like waters, which roll continually. When he bend that is bow to shoot, let them be as a cord. Lift up your hand and say, Father, any wicked person planted in my life, I beg you, pray, or say, Father, let them melt away. Let me look for them and not find them again. Will you please lift up your voice and pray? Will you please lift up your voice and pray? Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this one everywhere. Everybody pray this one. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked person in my life. Say, my family. Father's house. Mother's house. In-law's house. Among my brethren. Expose them to me. Quickly. Oh, yeah, but do I have, before they finish me, let me know them. Somebody, are you praying? Expose them to me. That they will not get me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your voice. Everybody, I pray. Anyone that is after my life. You are not saying it here. You are forming too much here. Say it again. Let me hear you there. Holy Ghost, execute them. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray. That is after my wife, after my helper, after my children, after my husband. Are you praying? Holy Ghost, fight them. You love them, but they're after you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, make me stronger than the wicked. It's not a prayer, it's an act. The Bible says those that know their God. Your enemies and the wicked, they give, but you don't give. That's one of their strengths. Father, make me stronger than them. Can I pray that prayer for 10 seconds? Let me hear you. Make me stronger than them. In Jesus' name we pray. One of the things the wicked have is a prophecy. A pastor came here and told me that they told him where he went to that your pastor will fail after 10 years. In a few weeks from now, we are going to do 24. What happened to his prophecy? When God blessed me with a new fortuna, a pastor stood up and said, they told him in the street that why is he using fortuna? All of them left. What happened is that once you continue to succeed, the wicked, they fade away. Look around you as some fade away. People that faded away out of your life, there are people that doesn't have any stake in your life. Paul, can you leave me now? How much was your tithe a few weeks ago? You don't want to say it out. How can you leave me when you gave me a tithe of almost half a million? Timothy gives tithe of 50%. How can he leave me? Ibololo. Ibi ni makusi. Ben imo sofwensi. How can I walk out of God when everything I have is there? Am I teaching you something here? See, after me say, Father, the prophecies of the wicked will not come to pass over my life. Me o like here. Me o like. But she saw you. Say, let me hear loud and clear. I heard the wicked say one day, this one is so timid, he cannot buy a car. My family has given 16 cars out. And the people that say they will give car, they will have car, they are not giving one car out. So where is their prophecy? They say after 10 years in ministry, I will not be. They say, I'm going to be long to give me day. Oh, be me for Moses. On the same spot you are there, I'm sorry. Say, Father. Let me not say, Father. Let not the wicked prophecies of the wicked come to pass over my head. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. They say I will not be great. It will not come to pass. They say I will bury my family. It will not come to pass. They say I will lose my ministry. It will not come to pass. They say I will die young. It will not come to pass. They say I will be poor. It will not come to pass. They say my children will not be great. It will not come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I prayed for you last night, this morning, and I'm praying for you again now that the wicked will not get you. Amen. See, if they're already in your life, in your house, in your family, I pray the Lord will expose them. Amen. Look at me. If you love them so much, you embrace them so much, but they're embarrassing you, the Lord will expose them. Amen. They mean so much to you, but you mean nothing to them, the Lord will expose them. Amen. The Lord will not only expose them, the Lord will finish them. Amen. Your amen is not, making me. I said the Lord will finish them. Amen. Where they have done meeting and conclude that you are finished, the Lord will finish them there. Amen. I'm still praying for you, madam. Their altars will work against them. Amen. Their priest, Babalawo, prophet, they will make a mistake. Amen. Whatever, whenever they call your name in their wicked altar, fire answer for you. Amen. May you be wiser than the wicked. May you be stronger than the wicked. Yes. Don't just shake your head. Say amen. I say, may you be wiser than them. Yes. May you be stronger than them. Yes. May you be smarter than them. I'm not hearing you. May you be stronger than them. May you make it more than them. You are blessed more than them. You are great more than them. You go far more than them. They will not get you in life. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for you. The day they plan to execute you, they will kill their children. I said they will kill their children. They will kill their family. They will kill their husband. They will kill their wife. And the Lord will exonerate you. The Lord will fight for you. The God of vengeance will fight for you. In the name of Jesus. So many things are happening here. Lift up your hands and worship this great God. It's not enough. Worship Him. Hallowed be
your name.
I didn't see your hand up. I want to see your hand worshiping.
Hallowed be your name.
Lulusi. Worship Him.
Hallowed be your name.
What can we do without the strength of
God? God of majesty, divine authority. Hallowed be your name.
And I am our Father. Sing it proudly.
Almighty Father, He is King of kings and the Lord of lords. I have a Father.
I have a Father. Oh.
I have a Father. Almighty Father, He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a Father.
I have a Father.
Oh. I have a Father.
Are you sure?
Almighty Father, He is King of kings.
Pour anything on the ground for you. You step on it, nothing will happen to you. When you are sleeping, when they fire arrow against you, the arrow return back to their head. They send high assassins and killers against you. High assassins kill them themselves in the name of Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And I will say of the Lord, my God. So I pray for you today that whatever way they take, they will run back in sevenfold in the name of Jesus. And where they have spoiled you, they have destroyed your reputation, they have tampered with your personality, the Lord will vindicate you. This God is good. Worship Him again. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 086
0860-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiaquilaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.